Now, they are going to ask him a very pertinent question, and that question is going to be, what shall we do for thee that the sea may be calm unto us? What can we do with you that the sea might be calm? Now, these men recognized they were up against a very hard decision, and they wanted Jonah to make that decision. Now, verse 12, and he said unto them, take me up, cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm for you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Now, Jonah recognizes the hand of God is in all of this, and that God was moving in his life at this time, and that the only solution to that problem of the storm was to get him off the ship going to Tarshish, because God has already determined that this man's not going to Tarshish, but he is going to the place where God wanted him to go. Now notice, nevertheless, the man rowed hard to bring her to the land, but they could not, for the sea raged and was tempestuous against them. Now, the men here, these pagan sailors, stand out in a good light at this point. They did not want to throw this man Jonah overboard. Though they were pagan, though they were heathen, they did not want to throw him overboard. But they tried their best to bring that ship to land. They tried to get out of that storm, and they rowed as hard as they could, but they found out they could not do it. May I say, at this particular place in the book, these pagan sailors stand out in better light than Jonah stands out. Actually, they stand out as rather outstanding men. They didn't want to throw him overboard, but they tried their best to get the ship out of the storm, but couldn't. Now, verse 14 of chapter 1 of Jonah. Wherefore, they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. Now notice the change that's taken place in these men's lives. Actually, they're turning now to the living and true God. They're turning, of course, in their desperation. And they call upon God to forgive them what they're going to do. They have no other alternative. They can only do this. Now, verse 15. So they took up Jonah, cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Now that reveals, I think, very definitely that it was a supernatural storm and that God was controlling all of this. Now verse 16, and I think this is very important. Then the man feared the Lord exceedingly. And the fear of the Lord, we're told, is the beginning of wisdom. They feared the Lord exceedingly. What Lord? Their God? No. They feared the one who is the creator of the sea and of the land. And now they feared him exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice unto the Lord. That sacrifice points to Jesus Christ. There's no other alternative. And they made vows. Well, what vows would these men make? They'd make vows to the Lord that they now would serve him. And they turned through this experience to the living and the true God. So something has been accomplished by the storm and by Jonah being on board and now being thrown overboard. Now, notice what's going to happen to Jonah. We come now to verse 17 of this first chapter, the last verse. And the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Now, I rule out the word whale as it's used in the New Testament. It's called a great fish, but the thing that's important, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that the fish was prepared of the Lord for this special event. And I'm of the opinion that, again, we have a miracle in the fish, in the sense that it was a specially prepared fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now, it does not say that Jonah was alive inside of the fish.